Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're right home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa, whoa.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heaven.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to have you listening, coming off of a weekend that was fun. It was fun because the Braves won. It was fun because the NFL draft had our full attention. And as we come back today, as many of you have made your way back to work, and if you're working from home, God bless you. If you are listening via smart speaker, thank you. If you are checking us out and you're driving around the ATL, we appreciate it. But you have a feeling about what went down with our Falcons over the weekend. Now, Thursday night, a lot of people were shocked. I was not. Michael Penix Jr. is the pick. I told you there was a chance they could pick him, and they did. And then we come back and we go, Rook Arora. He is a three-year starter at Clemson, okay? Defensive lineman. You come back, you pick Braylon Trice, edge rusher from Washington, player. I think you got two top 10 players on the D-line right there, in my opinion, when you talk about where teams had them on their board. And then you go get Brandon Dorlus, another defensive lineman. And then you draft a local kid, J.D. Bertrand. Again, him being from here had nothing to do with whether he can play. The kid led the team in tackles at Notre Dame, was a team captain. Turl and I talked about it. Fifth-round pick, nice job. Jace McClendon, running back out of Alabama. You go Casey Washington, wide receiver out of Illinois. Then you finish with the Georgia boy on the defensive line. I look at this draft as a whole, and Turtle, I want to know what you think. I feel good about it. I'm okay with what they did. And for everybody who left the show Friday and said, they better draft defense, and we told Terry that and he laughed, they did. They went defense, 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 defense. What's wrong with this?
You're funny, man. You conveniently left out what? One part of that when you just went defense, 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 defense.
They did. There's four picks. Defense, defense,
yeah,
defense,
yeah,
defense.
Okay, yeah. Not one of them was a cornerback or a safety. Come on, Carl. This draft is an epic fail, starting with Michael Penix and ending with, I came from Zion, in the sixth round with the last pick. All the way through, the overwhelming majority of the picks were an extreme disappointment, in my opinion. Braylon Trice, for me, gets an A, the edge out of Washington. I think he could come in and be an immediate difference maker. But Michael Penix, Carl, come on, man. How does that help you win now? How does that help you win now? Because I'll tell you what, Carl Dukes, when you bring in Kirk Cousins on a $100 million contract guaranteed, you're telling your team you are going to win now. Again, I said this before, I'll say it again for the people in the back. If they drafted Latu.
I like the way you said
with
that.
With the number 8 overall pick, I know it's a reach, but just hear me out. If they did, and then they drafted Cooper DeJean or TJ Tampa or Kool-Aid McKinstry or Kamari Lassiter in the second round, we would all come in here and we'd be like, bet, ready to go. Exactly. NFC South, Carl, lock. Playoffs, lock. Playoff game at the Benz, lock. I cannot say that today.
What? Are you a lock? It still can be a lock. Guys, nothing's changed about where this team thinks they should be and where they are headed. Just because they drafted a guy that you didn't think should be drafted, or for that matter, went out and had forward thinking with Michael Penix and said, we've got a guy that can play right now because we didn't have that last year. We know that he's good at least for a season, maybe two. Hell, maybe three. It'd be great. But we don't know that. And so we're going to have the forward thinking to go get Michael Penix Jr. The pick is not a fail. The pick is forward thinking and this team not getting caught with their pants down. How many times do we react in this city to things that happen instead of being proactive? I'm all for it, and I'm here for it. Then you go get guys that can help you right now on the defensive side of the football. Listen, can we be honest? Last year, this team should have won 10 games. You had the offense in place, one of the best offensive lines. Tyler Allgeier running the hell out of the football. Bijan. All these things. And Pitts wasn't even 100%. I'm not worried about the offense. We just need a delivery system, and we have that now and later. You have to get over the Michael Penix pick, but more importantly, get over the guys that they took in the second, third, fourth, and fifth round because you didn't know them because they weren't in your mock draft. That's your issue. You don't feel good because, to Turtle's point, you wanted him to go with guys that you were familiar with. It doesn't mean that they're good players. It doesn't mean that this is the Falcons' vision. Come on, Atlanta.
Howie Roseman, you would say, is a pretty good GM, right?
He's really good.
The Eagles?
He's really good.
You know who he took?
He's really good.
Quinyon Mitchell, who the Falcons could have drafted, and Cooper DeJean, that the Falcons could have drafted.
Yeah, because their secondary was old, and they needed to
do it. And what is ours?
They needed to do it.
What's ours?
Well, here's the deal. It's not done. I said this earlier, that there are a ton of guys out there that I think they have a plan for. They're going to bring in some guys. Turtle, obviously, they didn't believe that this is as big of a need for them as some of these other positions. You and I had talked about it. Mike had talked about it. But at the end of the day, maybe that is where their board was, and they said, nope, we're going to stick to it, and we're going to continue to go here.
But that just requires the implicit trust that we believe that these guys really are they really take us to school in terms of football savantism, football knowledge, football, the ability to scout and draft players correctly. Listen, man, they don't have a pristine track record here. Look at what's happened the past couple of years. Kyle Pitts is an unknown. Bijan, he looks the part so far through 1 year. We'll see. Drake London, he's been a good receiver, hasn't had a good delivery system. But if you go back and look at the other guys that were available around when those guys were taken, you can make every argument that there were better players to be drafted to help the overall cohesiveness of this team. Because, Carl, the one thing that everyone who's tweeted me and tweeted you at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, at C. Thomas Radio today.
Smart Dukes and Bell listeners.
I mean the people who are seeing what you're seeing. It's this one specific thing. The defense lost you at least 4 games.
So
last year.
And the quarterback lost you 6.
At least.
And the quarterback lost you 6.
Okay, fine. But you didn't do enough to address those holes that same defense that you're bringing back without Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, by the way, to say that this is a locked and loaded, ready-to-go defense for week one of the NFL.
Well, we're not at week one yet.
But we don't have the cap space, Carl.
Here you go again.
There's $5.5 million for the Falcons in cap space.
They will find a way to sign whomever they need to sign. They'll restructure. They'll get it done. Remember I asked Terry on Friday, I said, is there anything precluding you or hampering you from not doing? Nope. So they'll figure it out. It's not week one. We just went through the draft, and the draft is fine. Here's the other thing, Turtle. You talk about, have we looked at what's happened over the last couple of seasons here? Yeah, I have. I'm glad you brought this up. 404-726-0929, by the way, is the phone number, and you are going to be our strong arm story of the day. We're taking your phone calls. I just want to know if you have stepped away from the ledge and chilled out a little bit and understand everything's going to be fine. Or maybe you're on, you know, this thing with Turtle, whatever the hell is going on, him and Orin today, where they are just complete, yes, Orin, you too, completely dissatisfied with how this played out, and you sound like some other members of the media around the country. Here's the other thing I want to point out. I have paid attention to what's happened in the last few years. You know what happened? We've slowly gotten one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League. We went out in free agency when everyone said, what the hell are you doing getting Jesse Bates? All pro.
Did they say that?
Oh, they said it, Turtle. They said it.
Okay.
We don't need a safety. Okay. We need edge. Okay. We need other things. He was such a game changer last year.
Yes, he was.
What I've seen is this draft, okay, these last few drafts, they haven't been wrong. You just had the wrong quarterback. That's it. Atlanta, admit that. The drafts haven't been bad. We just had the wrong quarterback. Look what Drake London is doing with what he had. What's he going to do with somebody that's accurate and throwing the football? Bijan is not the wrong pick. It has more to do with the other main, most important position on the field. And for the Falcons to say, we're good now and we're going to be good later, I'm all in.
But are you okay? Because let's say they even go out and add whatever the guy's name is from the Rams that everybody keeps talking about that worked with Rob back in L.A. Let's say they bring him in.
You're talking about the DB?
Yeah, okay. the guy who's out there right now. Or let's say they can convince Stephon Gilmore to come in on a one-year, $6 million deal.
There are guys.
And they find a way to make it work. Is this a complete defense? It's not. And you had every ability throughout six rounds of this entire draft to conduct yourself in a manner to bring in guys that fit positions of need way more than what you did by bringing in basically four defensive tackles when you have Grady Jarrett.
No. David, you got an edge rusher there. Trice is an edge rusher.
And you have Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, TQ Graham. You have got Timmy Horn comes back. You have guys that are on this team and that have been on this team. Kentavious Street's back for another year.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
You don't need these positions right now. So you went, instead of filling these glaring holes, you decided to be a glutton and take positions that you already have several deep. Terry Fontenot can come up to the bully pulpit and say whatever he wants. To me, that will trading up for Rukurororo in the second round, Carl, you can try to explain it away to me till you're blue in the face. I will never understand that pick. Never.
Okay. That's because you didn't know him. And let me, I'm just read this to you because I can't convince you because you are so far away from me right now. I need you to come close and just be here and pay attention. And I'm just going to read this to you.
The irony is I'm sitting 6 inches away from you.
That's my point.
But I couldn't be farther away.
You are so far away from me. All right.
Sound like my ex.
No comment. Where is it at? Okay. Oh, there it is. Byron Murphy. Chris Jenkins. Rook. Top three defensive tackles. On many boards.
Wasn't Jenkins available?
Jenkins, I think he went before.
I'll double check. I think he might have been available.
What you think of a player and what teams think of a player is just different.
Yeah, Chris Jenkins was available. He went to the Bengals.
Which means they like the versatility of Rook over him. Because you could have easily went there. By the way, for those who don't know, and I don't have to sell this kid, just let him play. You'll see. He can play anywhere up and down the line. Anywhere. Now, if you're going to tell me he's not a pure pass rusher, the only pure pass rusher in this draft, you want to talk? You want to say it? Latu, which is why he was the first guy taken defensively off the board. All these guys need work. None of them are coming in polished professionals. But if you're talking about something we need in versatility, Rook Aurora is one of those guys, which is why he was taken there. I'm just telling you, Murphy, you know we loved him. He was gone.
You know what you sound like right now, Carl? You sound like a guy who's a defense lawyer for somebody who ran into a convenience store, stole a bottle of Pepsi, and then said, but I was thirsty. I needed a drink.
doesn't make it okay.
Will somebody talk sense into him?
You need to go to Jefferson with a bottle of Pepsi down here in the South.
404-726-0929. Have you chilled just a little bit? We're coming back with your thoughts and your phone calls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Yeah, I did not tell you guys about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul thing. I will at 6, okay? So stay tuned. I did not get to that because we were talking about the gratuity and the dinner, and Turtle was telling me it probably wouldn't go back there. That's not true.
You're getting roasted on the comments.
About what? About what?
Your tipping etiquette.
What do you mean? I tipped adequately.
That, you know.
On top of the gratuity.
That you're complaining about something you should just know is an accepted thing, Carl.
Well, he didn't know, though. That's the problem.
Thank
he didn't
you.
Know.
Are you not listening at all today?
No, but you need.
Now I'm on your side,
thank
Carl.
Thank you, huh? Thank you for coming over here.
But you need to be put in the place of someone with your vast wealth and man about town every day and your frequenting of all these lavish affairs.
Talk about Carl's going out with a top hat and a monocle and a cane.
Like
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut. That's what Carl's socialite life is like. So he should be up to date and up to par on all the new procedures. Come on, man.
Ah, Mr. Dukes, your table is ready, sir.
Yes. I wasn't. That's the thing. Like, I have no issues with you just telling me up front. That's all I said. See, Toto, you're making something, just like with the Falcons, you're making something out of nothing here.
Listen, when you have foie gras and you have.
How'd you know that?
I'm just, listen.
Go ahead.
When that's on the menu, bro, and those are the
types. He's saying you look like a foie gras kind of guy.
Yeah, and that's,
oh, that's what he's
and
saying.
That's, you know, and the drinks are $29.99
each. Somebody who likes foie gras.
You got to know what's coming your way when that bill slips sliding away into your table,
whatever.
Bro.
Listen, whoever is on the text line, whatever you're saying.
It's more than a few.
Well, whatever, okay?
They haven't had a perfect steak like you had over the weekend.
You said it, Orne, a perfect steak. And by the way, I do tip well, all right? Mind your business, people.
Stay out of his pockets.
Stay out of my pockets. Let's take some phone calls because I'm hoping you're off the ledge and you're feeling a lot better about where the Falcons are. Byrne has been holding the longest, and I want to get to you because I know you've been patient. Byrne, welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Carl, I'm on your side. It took me until Saturday morning to calm down and understand what happened. I put the Penix thing out the picture. No matter how passionate we are, how much Red Zone we watch or ESPN, we don't know what those guys in Flowery Branch know. We don't break down film like those guys. And I like the fact that they've bulked up the interior defensive linemen. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And I think it's going to free up the linebackers, you know, take those blocks, free up the linebackers to get to the quarterback. So I'm cool. I'm ready for a season.
Byrne, thank you so much. Another smart Dukes and Bell listener and caller here this afternoon.
No, you know why it's not, Byrne, and I appreciate you holding, and I love that you listen as long as you do. Here's the problem, Carl. You can't do that philosophy when you don't have starters on defense. You can do that philosophy when you have a complete defense, and the only thing you need to do is spackle here and there.
Wait a minute. How do you know these guys aren't going to be starters? How do we know? How do we know Rook? Is not good. How do we know Braylon Trice or Brandon Dorlus is not going to? How do we know this?
Where are they starting? Aside from Braylon Trice, because again, if you missed it earlier in the show, for everybody who thinks I'm being Mr. Negativity today, I gave that pick an A. That was a great pick. Their best pick of the draft by far. I think he can start at one of the edge spots. Where is Rook Ororo starting? Especially. Exactly. Especially if you're. Carl, if you're running a 3-4 defense, where is Rook starting? Where is Brandon Dorlus starting?
Wait a minute. We're all talking about the 3-4. Again, now you're getting into schematics. I don't know what Jimmy's going to do. What's up, Jimmy? I don't know what Jimmy Lake's going to do.
He said what he's going to do. They're going to run a 3-4 defense.
It'll be 3-4-4-3 hybrid. You'll run guys out
you're
there.
You're going to bring me the 4-3 tendencies crap that Bell spews out sometimes?
It's the truth.
Oh, come on.
It's the truth. Let's talk to Sean. I'm so glad that Byrne has come around. Byrne, thank you.
Byrne sound like a plant.
Thank you, Byrne. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Calm down, y'all. Dukes, we got your back. We got your back.
Thank you, Sean.
Dukes and Bill. Now, one thing is a diehard Commanders fan. In 2012, with the second overall pick, we picked RG3.
That's right.
We turned around.
What'd you do?
In the fourth round, they got Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. The same.
The fan base went crazy.
That's exactly right.
We was like, hold on, we need other needs. Guess what? RG3 goes down.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins comes in and leads us to the playoffs.
Preach! That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, well, Sean, nobody wants to talk about it, though.
What
nobody
happened
wants
to
talk
RG3
about it.
RG3 after that, though, Carl? And how much was RG3 being paid in relation to what Kirk Cousins is being paid right now?
Right now, but RG3 was the guy that was the top pick that was making all the money. It's a great – it is a great point by Sean.
No.
Another smart Dukes and Bell listener who has called in this afternoon.
You know why it's not a great point? Because that can't be your plan, Carl. Your plan can't be we're assuming our starting quarterback is going to get injured. If that's your plan, then you're F to begin with, man.
Washington didn't draft Kirk Cousins with the idea that RG3 was going
to
be
injured.
No,
they took him
injured.
In the fourth round.
But the point is the same.
No,
you had
it's
a
not.
Plan.
You took Penix
you
at eight.
You had a plan, and that's fine. See, that's the other problem. You want to pick him when you want to pick him. You want him in the fourth round, but you want him to be good. We did that already, and it didn't work out.
But you didn't have an established starting quarterback in the building already when you did that. Making $40 million a year. It's not – that is not an apples-to-apples comparison.
It's a great comparison.
All.
Great comparison.
At all, as a matter of fact.
I thought it was a wonderful comparison.
It would suck if Kirk ended up getting Kirked the way he got Kirked in D.C.
Is that what we're going to call it?
He getting Kirked. Kirk. Getting Kirked. Kirk.
When you take him with the number 8 overall pick, that is in no way, shape, or form.
That says franchise quarterback down the road.
Of taking a flyer on a guy in the fourth round.
The same thing that the Green Bay Packers did, and everybody talked about it. Let's talk to Frank.
Jordan Love was a first-round pick.
Another smart Dukes and Bell caller and listener today. Frank, welcome in.
Hey, Frank.
Bro, are you really going to bring up Green Bay?
Yes.
Don't you think Aaron Rodgers could have used T. Higgins over Jordan Love?
They won 13 games the next season. They won 13 games the next season.
Didn't T. Higgins help Joe Burrow get to the Super Bowl?
Sure did.
While Jordan Love was sitting on the darn bench.
Yes, he was.
Look, Carl, this same team stabbed Matt Ryan in the back by trying to go after Deshaun Watson. Now you pretty much stabbed Kirk Cousins in the back by drafting Michael Pick.
Frank, how do you sign? How do you wait? How do you stab a guy in the back that you're paying $45 million to? How do you sign a stab a guy in the back that you just gave $100 million over 3 years? What are you talking about, stabbing in the back? Stab me in the back for 45 a year.
That's
are you
not
kidding?
That's not what it's about.
That's a joke.
It's about you
Ain't
saying I'm
stab
making the
Kirk
team
Cousins.
Better.
You're doing what's best for the franchise. How do you people – oh, my God. How do you people not want to do what's best for the franchise? And when they do, you don't like it. When we don't have a quarterback, we need one. When they go get one and then get another, it's not sufficient enough. Nobody stabbed Kirk Cousins. This is a business. This is a business. The business of winning football games, which we haven't done enough of, Turtle, in the last 6 years, is what we should be concerned with. So however they want to go about it, or however they want to collect talent to make sure that we are in the best position possible, why are you guys so against this?
You're telling me that when Kirk Cousins came to Atlanta, there was even one iota in his fiber of being that thought that there was a remote possibility that the team would draft a quarterback with the number 8 overall pick. No, Carl.
No, it's a possibility.
When he came,
because all things are possible.
No. When he came here, his idea was that they were either going to take the best defender on the board, a stud offensive lineman in Joe Alt, or a wide receiver.
You just said it. His idea, not the franchise's.
Well, I don't think, honestly, I think there's a part of him that thinks right now, man, if I knew this was the plan, there was maybe somewhere else I could have gone.
Oh.
His agent said as much the night of the draft.
Revisionist history now.
Did you see the statement the agent put out?
Are you wanting me to be concerned? What's up, Kirk? With Kirk Cousins' feelings? Are you wanting me to, pull out a box of Kleenex right now and be concerned about Kirk Cousins who's making $45 million? That's what you're asking me?
He's the third most important person in the building.
That's what you're asking me?
Outside of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, Kirk Cousins is the third most important person. He needs to be 10,000% on board with not only who you draft, the direction of the franchise. Remember the quote that he had a month ago where he said, the reason I came to the Falcons is because I thought we were all on the same page?
They are, and but then that you doesn't mean you don't do what's best for the franchise.
They called him 10 seconds before they made the pick.
Timing sometimes sucks.
Oh, okay. Yep. And there it is, Carl.
Sometimes timing sucks.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
It just does. Turtle, before I get to BK, and I know we're running late because you're driving me nuts. Is there ever a good time for her to tell you that she's moving on? Is there ever a good time to tell you that she's
2 minutes before you meet the new guy?
Is there ever a good time to tell you I've been with somebody else?
Yeah,
when's that time?
You gotta go. You gotta go. And by the way, he's pulling up in his brand new BMW to take me out tonight. Deal with it.
There's never a good time. Okay, BK, I gotta grab you real quick here, man. Welcome in. Have you walked yourself off the ledge?
First of all, hey man, how y'all doing?
Hey man, I am great. This is terrific. The draft was unbelievable. I'm dealing with all these naysayers, like the guy sitting here next to me, about what this team didn't do. They did everything they needed to do. BK, where you at?
Oh, man, I'm in Atlanta, man. Look, I'm gonna ask one question. I'm speaking to Carl and I'm speaking to Tortoise behind the glass over there. Have you ever reviewed a meal that you haven't eaten yet?
No, you don't do that until after the meal is over.
Okay, all right. So right there, and all right, I'm going to just put it out there. I was shocked that we were going that route. But, hey, I mean, like you said, we don't work in Flowery Branch. We're not on the roster. They know what they're doing. I just kind of feel like, you know, some people complain about stuff because that's just their whole MO. But
right.
I feel like, man, they're doing what they can do with what they have. So, like you said, pressure is pressure. Okay, y'all talking about Root may not start, but if he come out here and get 10-plus sacks,
somebody
I wonder which side of the crow they're going to be eating up in there.
I totally get it. Rook. Great stuff, BK.
You know what?
Do not review the meal until it's done.
But I tell you what, if that meal was very anticipated and it sucked, well, I'm going to slam it.
And the other thing is, too, Carl, if you go to a restaurant and you're getting all these recommendations from your friends, try the foie gras, try the steak.
Try the fish and chips.
It's perfect.
And then you go to the restaurant, Carl, and the only thing they're serving is spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
All right. Great phone calls.
Fly spaghetti and meatballs.
You know what? These may be the best phone calls we've ever taken on this station.
Oh, come on.
The Dukes and Bell listeners, you guys have been unbelievable today. You know what? I just may take calls the rest of the way. Turtle, I'm tired of you. I don't want to hear any more from you. I may take calls. We're coming back. We got a lot more to get to. We're going to talk about the Braves because we have to, because they did something over the weekend that showed us again how good they are. We'll do that. We'll get back into this Falcon draft and much more here on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What a weekend it was for our Atlanta Braves. It's Dukes and Bell. Chris is in for Mike today. We're going to get back to more of your phone calls and thoughts on the NFL draft as we've been discussing today. I'm hoping we've helped a lot of people today, I'm hoping. Grant McCauley, let's talk about what went down this weekend. The thing that jumped out to me, or at least one of them, was Chris Sale. His ERA is 1.92. For everybody that was worried about what he was going to be, and was he seven more innings. And then Charlie Morton turns right back around and throws seven scoreless. That is huge for this starting rotation, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this whole rotation is just showing you what it's capable of over this past week. How about we take the entire group, including two starts by Bryce Elder, one by everyone else, 0.86 ERA in the past six games. That's taking two out of three from the Guardians. That's sweeping the Miami Marlins. And look, these are not the two most powerful offenses, but I think the Braves got a dose of all the batted ball luck that they wanted to deal with over the weekend against Cleveland, most certainly. But the rotation showed up, and it covered the innings, most importantly, that it needs to. And what that allows for is that bullpen that over the first 10 or so games of the season looked like it might be on the very fast path to being overworked. Well, now Atlanta's bullpen has thrown the second fewest innings in Major League Baseball, which is nothing but a good thing because you're able to rest these guys and utilize them when you need to, when you want to, almost more importantly, in a manner in which, you know, you're really just able to deploy your pitching staff in the best possible way. And that all stems from success and innings covered by the starting rotation.
Yeah, Grant, and another thing that it's been able to cover up is the slow start by Ronnie that we keep talking about. It seems like with you on Dukes and Bell, we do about a once-a-week heat check on Ronald Acuna Jr. to see where he's at in terms of his stats. It's still not where he obviously would like to be, but what have you seen from his at-bats lately, and do you think that with about a month sample size now, we'll see him start to get back to the player we know?
I think so. And the biggest thing I saw, especially over the weekend, which was a very frustrating, maybe the most frustrating series of the year for Ronald Acuña Jr. And one thing that really stood out to me, and I talked about this on From the Diamond last night, is you don't want your player who has a very good eye and a very good judge, you know, is a very good judge of the strike zone, to start expanding, to start chasing, to start taking the pitches. And I hate this saying because we're not playing little league ball anymore. Too close to take. Too close to take suggests to me that the umpire doesn't really know the difference in ball and strike, which is also true in Major League Baseball, but you should not be asking world-class hitters to start expanding their zone. It's only going to make things worse. But I saw a handful of calls, particularly the called third strike on him in Sunday's game, and one late in Saturday's as well that wasn't much better, where you just started thinking, you know, if you're dealing with a slow start, that's certainly not going to help. But to the larger point, and to, I think, more to the talent of Ronald Acuña Jr., this is going to turn around. This guy is going to get on a hot streak. And when he does, it's going to make you forget all about what looked like a slow month of April with low power output. He has still been able to find his way into the middle of a lot of Braves rallies, including scoring the game-winning run in the extra inning victory over Cleveland in the finale. He's just one of those guys that I think everybody's drawn to. And when it doesn't look quite like you expect coming off the kind of season he had last year, you just kind of wonder, is something wrong? What's wrong? What is it? How fast do you fix it? But Ronald is not above it no more than anybody else is. He's just got to kind of work his way through it. And I have all the faith in the world in a player that talented that he's going to figure it out, because he's still showing he can help the Braves win over the course of this first month of the year.
We're talking with Grant McCauley. Braves at Seattle. They head out west. They'll take on the Dodgers this weekend, which will be a great series as well. As we talk about the Braves winning a couple over the weekend, great homestand. How good has Ozuna been? Like, just from a production standpoint, because it seems like every time he's up now, he's delivering RBIs.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the middle of so many big things for the Braves in terms of rallies, that, you know, whether it's in the clutch, whether it's getting them started, getting them on the board first, getting the key hit to really kind of break through so it's not just settling for a one run. All of a sudden, you know, two more runs cross the plate, and Ozuna's cruising into second base with another double. Most runs batted in by a Braves player in franchise history before May 1st. This is a pretty old franchise with a lot of good players. Now, I will stipulate some of those seasons used to start about a week into April, so take of that what you will, but nobody has driven in more runs in Major League Baseball this year than Ronald Acuña Jr., and last I checked, I believe it's only Mike Trout has hit more home runs. And as I said yesterday on my show, if you're on a list with Mike Trout, as far as, you know, nobody's doing it better in baseball, you're on a very good list. And Marcell Ozuna has been that guy for the Braves. And that's kind of the depth of this lineup, right? The different guys at different times and different moments for different periods of time, as the case may be, to help drive this offense and get it going. But Marcell has put up just tremendous numbers, and now we're getting to that point where I think everybody was kind of ready to see over the last 162 games, because at the end of April last year, this time a year ago, people wanted Marcell Ozuna off the team. They were wondering why he was still hanging around. Now, I don't think you can make a case for anything like that. And in fact, we're going to start talking about the, well, how soon is too soon to pick up the option for 2025?
Good point.
Grant, you mentioned depth there, and something that the winning has also been able to mask is missing Sean Murphy, who was going to be a major part of your lineup and the defensive stalwart behind the plate. What's the latest on him?
Well, the biggest thing that I think that has masked the loss of Sean Murphy has been the success of Travis d'Arnaud, who had a homestand in which he batted 500 with five homers and 12 runs knocked in. So that certainly helps. But no, Sean's been catching bullpens. He's doing some of the, you know, the defensive work, but still not cleared to swing the bat. I would assume, and I do believe, that that should be a thing that they would test out this week, because we are coming up on about a month since Sean Murphy, you know, strained the oblique on opening day. In fact, I believe we are at a month now, as today is the 29th. So when this oblique thing happened, I figured that minimum the guy's going to miss a month. And at this point, once he does swing the bat, you know, do some of those, what they call just, you know, dry swings at first, then take some BP, he's going to have to go out on a rehab assignment, I would imagine, to get at least a couple of games in, get him back up to speed, and then get him back behind the plate. But I would think if all goes well in the next 7 to 10 days, we should have something more substantial on Sean Murphy.
All right. Preview Seattle. I want to stay there. We'll talk Dodgers later in the week. Tell me about the Seattle club.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team that I think is kind of taking advantage of an American League West that at the moment seems to be very much wide open, because the Astros, we saw them, they are struggling mightily. They are having one of the worst starts to a season that they've had in recent memory. And with them down, the Rangers still kind of trying to figure it out. This is a first-place Mariners club, and they're built on the strength of a very strong rotation, a group that does not walk a lot of batters. It gets a lot of swings and misses. You know, offensively speaking, Seattle is still not quite the, you know, up to powerhouse standards. But when you pitch as well as they do, I think that's one way that you're able to kind of neutralize. And we saw this with Cleveland as well. That's a team that pitches really well. And a little thing about the quirks of the schedule thus far for the Braves, they're in a string of playing three consecutive series against first-place teams because they get the Guardians, they get the Mariners, and then they get the Dodgers. So it's kind of a tough little test for the Braves, who have also played all four playoff teams, the final four playoff teams from last year in MLB. So it's been a really interesting schedule for Atlanta over the first 4 to 5 weeks of the year. And they're kind of in the middle of it, in the teeth of it, with the Seattle Mariners and to traveling cross country. If you've watched the Braves for as long as I have, you've seen some trips out west really go sideways in a hurry. So I'm sure Atlanta is going to be looking to stay dialed in and play this Mariners team as tough as they just played the Guardians.
Great stuff, Grant. As always, appreciate you stopping by. Looking forward to seeing what happens on the West Coast. We'll be staying up late watching, and hopefully the Braves get it done.
All right. Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's ready for Cinco de Mayo?
Ayo.
Cerveza Victoria is ready. Cerveza Victoria is the ultra premium beer with authentic Mexican flavor. Hey, join me and Cerveza Victoria for an ultra premium party from 2 to 5 at the Hudson Grill in Sandy Springs on Sunday, May 5th. Going to be out there having a good time. There'll be bucket specials, giveaways, and the Victoria girls will be there to make sure everyone's having a great time. Cinco de Mayo 2024 at Hudson Grill in Sandy Springs with me, Carl Dukes. 92.9 The Game. For more info, go to BICTORIAUSA.com. We're coming back 6 o'clock hours straight ahead.
Muy caliente.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.